Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. There are times in our lives when we experience pain. It's unavoidable, but God can use your pain to bring about good. Today we begin a series called, Where is God When It Hurts? In this series, Pastor Rick shows us the five choices you can make to benefit from your pain, and the four ways you can use the pain in your life to help others heal. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing Bible study from Pastor Rick called Unshakable. This study, based on the book of Daniel, will help you handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called, How God Can Use My Pain for My Good.
Pain in life is inevitable. There's no such thing as pain-free life. But most people waste their pain, and they don't learn anything from it, and they don't use their pain to help other people. But you know that I strongly believe in never wasting a hurt, never wasting a pain. In the Bible, God tells us to learn from every experience in our life. And he also, by the way, commends pastors specifically. He commands me and other pastors to use our own lives and the life experiences that we go through as models for the people in our flocks that we care for. One of the life verses that has guided my teaching for 42 years is 1 Thessalonians 2:8. And in that verse, Paul told that church family there in Thessalonica, he told them these words. He said, and this is what I'm saying to you today, we love you so much that we have shared with you not only the gospel, but we have also shared from our own lives as well, because we love you so deeply. Now, this is called incarnational preaching. When you don't just preach from the Word of God, you preach from your own life. The Word becomes flesh, and I am to model what I'm learning. So, over the past month, when I've been in so much physical pain, I just decided that I was going to teach a short series on what I've learned about pain. And I want to start that series today. We're going to call this series, Where is God When It Hurts? Where is God when it hurts? It's a question everybody's asked because we all experience pain in many, many different kinds of forms. And I have no doubt that every one of you listening to me right now, you have felt pain not only in your life, but you felt pain probably in the past year and even in past months. Now, we all have different kinds of pains. It may be physical pain. It may be emotional pain. It may be mental pain. You may have a relationship problem. You've got a conflict going on. You got relational pain going on. You may be experiencing financial pain right now. There's lots of kinds of pain. You may be struggling with painful memories. That's a big one for a lot of people. Or you're struggling with painful losses or painful truths that you're finding it difficult to face about yourself. You see, to never have any pain would be inhuman. It's part of being human. So, as we start this series, and today I'm just going to give you an introduction. What's pain? Well, there are a lot of different scientific definitions, but let me just give you a different definition of pain today. You might write this down in your outline. Pain is a warning light that something is wrong. Okay? That's what pain is. Pain is a warning light that something is wrong. In your life, in the economy, in your family, in your business, whatever, pain is always a warning light. Now, let me ask you, if a warning light goes off in your car and you ignore that warning light, does that make the problem go away? Of course not. Ignoring pain will not make it go away. It won't fix the cause of your pain. And to ignore pain in your life is literally one of the dumbest things you can do. Pain is a warning light that something's wrong. There is purpose in pain. In fact, there are many purposes in pain, and we're going to look at all of them in the next few sessions together. Now, today I want to show you five ways that God can use any pain in your life for your own good, regardless of the source. Now, did you hear what I just said? Regardless of the source. Regardless of whether your pain came to you from something good or something bad, whether you brought the pain on yourself from poor choices, or other people caused pain in your life and you're innocent, or Satan's trying to attack you with pain and tear you down. You know, we're always worried about the source. No matter what the source of your pain is, God can use it for good in your life. And I hope you're going to take notes because you're going to need this the rest of your lives. We're going to look at right now five ways that God can use pain for good in my life. All right? Write these down. Here's what God's word says. Five ways God can use pain for good in my life. Number one, God uses pain to guide and direct me. God uses pain to guide and direct me. Proverbs 16:9 says this in the Good News, God's Word translation. A person may plan his own journey, but the Lord directs his steps. The Lord directs. Circle that word, directs. So much of the time, we're not aware of this, but behind the scenes, God is using even our choices, both the good ones and the bad ones, to direct our steps. God is directing your life. Now, you may ask, what's the most common way that God guides and directs me? Well, I'll tell you, he'd prefer just to direct you through his word. And if you read this all the time, that's probably all he'd need to do. He'd prefer just to direct you through his word. But you don't spend enough time reading God's word. So God depends even more on a second way to guide and direct you. And it is through pain. Job 36:15 says this, God teaches people through suffering and uses distress to open their eyes. Has that ever happened to you? Oh, of course it has. God teaches people through suffering, uses distress to open their eyes. He guides and directs us through pain.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
As we look at the unprecedented things going on in our world today, it's clear we need to be equipped with the resources to handle whatever life throws at us. That's why Pastor Rick created a life-changing Bible study called Unshakable. This DVD and workbook study is based on the life of Daniel. In these 8 powerful video lessons, Rick teaches you how to handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures, how to avoid compromising on what you believe is right in God's eyes, how to handle success, how to learn from your mistakes, and how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. This study is perfect for your individual quiet time or in a small group setting. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
You ever thought about why horse riders put a bit in a horse's mouth? Is it for the horse's comfort? Of course not. The rider actually uses discomfort to point the horse in a different direction. It's the rudder, like on a ship, like a tiny rudder on a boat. Sometimes it only takes a little bit of pain to guide and direct us or to redirect us. Paul had this to say to believers at Corinth who were experiencing some discomfort and pain. 2 Corinthians 7:9, he said, now I'm glad, not because it hurt you. He's talking about some pain they were going through. Paul says, I'm glad. I'm not glad because it hurt you, but I'm glad because the pain turns you to God. That's the first thing pain does. It guides and directs us. It often turns us in a new direction. You know, when King David realized that God was using the pain in his life that he was experiencing to guide and direct him, David was actually grateful for his pain. And in Psalm 119, verse 71, he says this, you know, it was the best thing that could have happened to me, for it taught me to pay attention to your laws. It is good for me to be afflicted, David says, so that I might learn your laws, I might learn your statutes. Let me ask you a personal question. Has God ever used pain to get your attention? Oh, yeah. Has God ever used pain to guide you, to guide you in a new direction, to direct you in a new direction? Yes. C.S. Lewis once said, God whispers to us in our pleasure, but he shouts to us in our pain. Pain is God's megaphone, and it directs you. It guides you. Pain never leaves you where it found you. So that's the first benefit of pain, that God can use it for good. Don't matter how bad the pain is or where it came from, God can use pain to guide and direct me. Second, God can use pain not only to guide and direct me, he can use pain to goad and correct me. Goad and correct me. Now, what does that mean? What does goad mean? Well, it means to motivate. When somebody goads you on, it means they're spurring you onto action. Pain is a catalyst. Pain catalyzes an action like nothing else. One of the most obvious verses in the Bible is Proverbs 20:30 that says this, "Sometimes it takes a painful experience to make us change our ways." Hello? Anybody want to give a testimony on that? Every one of you could think of a personal example right now in your own life where you could give a testimony of the truth of this verse, that sometimes it takes a painful situation to make us change our ways. Pain prompts us to do things we'd rather put off. It prods us. It pushes us. It goads us. It goads and it motivates. It not just guides and directs. It goads us and pushes us in the right direction. You know, typically we don't change when we see the light. We think we do. We don't change when we see the light. We change when we feel the heat. Well, I mean, let's just get real honest here. When was the last time you decided to go to the dentist? When did you finally go to your dentist? Was it when you had free time? No. It's when you were in pain and the pain finally got so bad you couldn't no longer delay or postpone or procrastinate to do something about it. Sometimes it takes a painful situation to make us change our ways. Now, pain not only guides and directs, it goads and corrects. Do you know the difference between correction and punishment? If you're a parent, I want you to listen to this particularly. The difference between punishment and correction. You shouldn't punish your kids. The Bible says you should correct them. Why? Punishment is a penalty for the past. Correction is training for the future. It's discipline is not punishment. Discipline is training. Discipline is correction. Sometimes in life, something bad happens. We think God is punishing us, when actually God is just correcting us. Why? Because God doesn't punish his children. Yeah, you heard me right. God doesn't punish his children. Why? Because Jesus has already taken all of the punishment for every sin on the cross. And if Jesus took all that punishment and then God punished you, that's double jeopardy. Every sin you ever commit has already been paid for. So God doesn't punish you for your sins, but he definitely does correct you. And correction is the evidence of love. And how does God correct us? Sometimes through pain. Hebrews 12:8-10 says this, God corrects all of his children. And if he doesn't correct you, then you don't really belong to him. You see that verse? Look at that verse in your outline. If you don't ever have any correction in your life, if you can get away with murder, then you're not really a believer because God corrects his own children. God doesn't correct those who aren't his children. I don't worry about other people's kids, but I certainly corrected mine. And the Bible says here, God corrects us for our own good because he wants us to be holy as he is. Another verse that says the same thing is Job 5:17. Consider yourself fortunate when God all-powerful chooses to correct you. It just means that he loves you. So God uses pain to goad and motivate and correct me when I'm messing up. Do you remember the story in the Bible that Jesus told about the arrogant young son who asked for inheritance in advance and before his father had even died, and took his money and went and spent it everywhere, wasted it on wine, women, and song. And he goes down to Sunset Strip in Jerusalem and just blows everything he's got. And pretty soon he's bankrupt and he's having to feed pigs to make a living. And that's pretty bad if you're a Jew. And the Bible says that he was in a mess. But what was it that motivated that young man in that story of Jesus to finally go back home to his father? It was pain. It was discomfort. In Luke 15:14-18, the story of the prodigal son, it says he spent everything he had, and then he was hungry. Circle that word hungry. Then he was hungry. Now, you know, he is being motivated. He's being goaded, okay? At last, he came to his senses and said, I'll get up and I'll go to my father. He came to his senses. Why did he come to his senses? Why did he come to his senses? Because he was motivated. And why was he motivated? Because he was hungry. Who are the most motivated salesmen? Hungry salesmen. Made me think of when Josh was a little kid. One time he skipped lunch at school and he came in complaining to Kay. He said, my stomach aches. And Kay said, well, it's because there's nothing in it. About 5 minutes later, I walked in and I said, my head aches. And Josh said, Mom says it's because there's nothing in it. If you want your life to go smoother, all right, you want your life to go smoother, just start cooperating when God brings any kind of correction into your life. He's not punishing you. God isn't mad at you. He loves you. He's mad about you. And Hebrews 12, verse 7 says this, let God train you, for he's doing what any loving father does for his children. Whoever heard of a child who was never corrected? Circle the word train and circle the word corrected. They go together. That's the second purpose of pain, to correct us, to train us, to goad us and correct us. Now, how many of you who are parents would rather not have to discipline? Well, all of us. But how many of you sometimes have to discipline your kids anyway? All of us. God's the same way. He'd rather not correct you. He'd rather not have to discipline you. He'd rather not have to allow pain in your life. But sometimes the only way to train is through pain. Did you hear that? Sometimes the only way to train is through pain. Aristotle once said, we cannot learn without pain. And I would say that some things you learned by being burned. Let me give you a personal testimony. In all my years of walking with the Lord, over 60 years of walking with the Lord, I can tell you this. I have learned absolutely nothing from pleasure. All the important stuff I've learned in life, I learned through pain. I learned nothing through pleasure. I learned nothing from success. Everything I learned through pain. The man who's never suffered, the woman who's never suffered, they don't know much. Because the greatest insights on life are found at the center of pain. You learn things there that you can't learn any other way. But when that happens, never doubt God's motive. He is a loving father. He is not punishing you. He is correcting you because he loves you. So let's review. Why, how can God use things for good, even the pain in my life, for good? Well, he uses it to guide and direct me. Second, he uses it to goad and correct me. Number three, God uses pain to gauge and inspect me. God uses pain to gauge and inspect me. In other words, to find out what's really inside of me, to test my character. People are like tea bags. You don't know what's really in them till you drop them in hot water. In Job chapter 7, verse 18, it says, you, God, inspect them every morning and you test them every minute. Did you know that God's inspecting you every morning and every minute? Another verse, Jeremiah 17:10, the Lord searches our hearts, that's inspection, and he examines our deepest motivations, which we don't even know ourselves. And why does he do that? So he can give to each person his right reward according to his deeds, how he has lived. So how does God inspect us and test us? Well, look at the next verse on your outline. Isaiah 48, verse 10. I have tested you, notice this, underline it, in the furnace of affliction. God uses pain to test your character. God uses pain to test your commitment. God uses pain to test your faith. You know, the Bible often compares suffering to a refining fire, like when you heat up gold to burn off all the impurities. So it's just pure gold. Heat burns off the impurities in silver and other gold, precious metals. So let me just ask you right now, if you're going through pain of any kind, are you allowing that pain to burn off the impurities in your life? What are you allowing pain to burn off? Self-centeredness? Pride, materialism, impatience. Pain is a measuring tool. It's an evaluation tool. It tests our character. And your reaction to pain does reveal a lot about you. Look at this verse, James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. We covered it when we were going through the James series. It says, God tests and challenges. No, it says, tests and challenges come at you from all sides. And we know that. You get tests and challenges from all sides. And you know that under pressure, your faith is forced into the open to show its true colors. Don't you love that in the Message paraphrase? He's saying pain is a test. It exposes the real you. It shows what you're really like inside. You know, image and reputation, that's what everybody thinks you are. Character is what you really are. Character is what you are in the dark. It's hard to maintain an image when you're in pain. Or as Shakespeare said, nobody can be a philosopher with a toothache. So has God ever tested your character with pain? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so God wants to test you. And when it's painful, when you say, well, I have integrity, but are you willing to lower your stand when it's painful? You might say, I am committed, but do you want to throw in the towel when it's painful? You say, I'm a woman or I'm a man of faith, but do you want to give up and get discouraged when pain comes into your life? Your faith is measured by your reaction to pain. Your commitment is measured by your reaction to pain. Your integrity is measured by your reaction to pain. Your Christ-likeness is determined and shown, revealed by how you handle pain. Your maturity shows how you, your pain shows how mature you are. What does pressure reveal about your faith? Are you more than just a fair weather believer? You know, this is the reason, by the way, that it took them 40 years in the desert to get from Egypt to Israel, the promised land, once they had been freed from 400 years of slavery. You know that story, that you could walk from Egypt over to Israel in about a month or less, and it took them 40 years.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, you can get hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick delivered to your inbox every day when you go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free daily devotional. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, as we look at these unprecedented things going on in our world today, it's clear we need to be equipped with the resources to handle whatever life throws at us. That's why Pastor Rick created a life-changing Bible study called Unshakable. This DVD and workbook study is based on the life of Daniel. In these 8 powerful video lessons, Rick teaches you how to handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures. How to avoid compromising on what you believe is right in God's eyes. How to handle success. How to learn from your mistakes. And how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. This study is perfect for your individual quiet time or in a small group setting. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
One of the challenges of living in a broken world is that everything falls apart eventually. On a global scale, we mourn when terrorists attack or when the stock market plummets. But on a personal scale, we're saddened when a loved one dies or when a spouse walks out of a marriage. And as much as we would like to think that we have it all together, we all face times when our worlds fall apart. If you think that your life is beyond repair, you're wrong. If you think it can't be restored, you're wrong. Jesus Christ is in the business of restoration and reconditioning and refurbishing and renewing and recovering that which is lost. Jesus once said, "I came to seek and to save that which is lost." Now, he not only seeks to save you, but also he wants to give you a fresh start in life. Not only you, but he wants to give you what you've lost. The Bible says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old is passed away. The new is come." God has something new and something better for you. No matter how broken your life may seem, no matter how badly things have fallen apart, Jesus Christ can make you whole again. In fact, he can make you whole for the very first time in your life. I hope that will encourage you.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.